Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Wednesday, April 28th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 81 bills total. 48 of those will be for the first time. The most notable of these are House Bill 3376 by State Representative Morgan Meyer, a Republican from Dallas. This bill was postponed from originally being scheduled to have been considered last week. It would work to close the, quote, disaster loophole that local governments exploited in the wake of the pandemic to raise property taxes beyond the voter-approved rate. Seemingly, it would make for some exceptions in certain circumstances. This bill comes after the last legislative session's big property tax reform bill in House Bill 3. Democrat State Rep. Nicole Collier from Fort Worth has a bill being considered that would expunge the records for individuals of some now decriminalized misdemeanor offenses to include those related to marijuana. State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth, would seek to make additional reforms to low THC cannabis or the Texas Compassionate Use Act that she authored a few legislative sessions back. It does this by establishing compassionate use institutional review boards to evaluate and approve proposed research programs to study the medical use of low THC cannabis in the treatment of certain patients and by expanding those medical conditions eligible for such treatment. Notably, the bill has 58 additional authors or public supporters. Another bill on the House floor today is House Bill 1757 by State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt. It would make it a criminal offense for a peace officer to destroy, alter, or conceal an individual's recording of a peace officer who is in the performance of their official duties, and then also revises requirements for citizens to obey any order given to them by a peace officer themselves. Another bill, House Bill 2499 by State Representative Lynn Stuckey, a Republican from Sanger, would require that life jackets be worn by both operators of motorboats and any individuals being pulled behind them, creating a criminal penalty. As an update to a few of the bills we discussed yesterday, House Bill 15 or House Joint Resolution 5 by State Representative Sinfonia Thompson, a Democrat from Houston, which would create the Brain Institute of Texas, which would be charged with conducting research on brain-related health and diseases, passed to final reading today. This is a healthcare priority of Speaker Phelan's. Interestingly, yesterday, two amendments were offered, making for a split Republican caucus vote. Though both ultimately failed, one would have added an addiction to pornography to the list of addictions to be studied, and the other would have directed that gender dysphoria be a phenomena that was also researched. Though both amendments failed to get added to the bill, you can find out more about those amendments on our website, specifically the split in the Republican caucus at texasscorecard.com. Two bills that were supposed to have been heard yesterday that were also discussed previously on our podcast were postponed to include House Bill 20 or the bail reform bill by State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction, and House Bill 9 by State Representative Stephanie Click, which would have increased criminal penalties for those who obstruct highways. Specifically, House Bill 9 was recommitted back to the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. Both are priorities of Speaker Dade Phelan's. Bail reform is, of course, also a priority of Governor Abbott's. With less than 2 weeks before a self-imposed deadline barring committees from voting out House bills or House joint resolutions, it's unclear as to the prospects of House Bill 9 returning from committee. A contentious bill yesterday was House Bill 1818 by State Representative Jared Patterson, a Republican from Frisco. As we discussed, this is the anti-puppy mill bill that would impose additional regulations and restrictions on pet stores. Though it passed yesterday to final reading today, the vote was close. It was 75 in favor and 67 in opposition. The House Pensions, Investments, and Financial Services Committee is meeting today to discuss House Joint Resolution 100 by State Representative Tan Parker, a Republican from Flower Mound. As a constitutional amendment, it would seek to protect Texans' ability to own, hold, and use any mutually agreed-upon medium of exchange, which includes cash, coin, bullion, digital currency, or scrip. Notably, a similar bill in Senate Joint Resolution 55 by State Senator Brandon Creighton, a Republican from Conroe, was heard a few weeks ago in the Senate Business and Commerce Committee, but was ultimately left pending. The House Public Health Committee is meeting today as well to discuss House Bill 3998 by State Representative Matt Krause. If passed, this bill would prohibit local governments from adopting regulations or enforcing orders that would prevent access by an individual's family member who seeks to see a dying relative during a declared emergency. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today. They've still got several bills on their intent calendar, to include Senate Bill 27 by State Senator Larry Taylor, a Republican from Friendswood. This bill would expand virtual learning options in Texas. This is one of the few remaining legislative priorities of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's in the Senate. A bill we mentioned yesterday was passed to third and final reading today in Senate Bill 513 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood. This bill would amend current law regarding the enforcement of certain federal laws regulating firearms and ammunition in Texas, while also creating a criminal offense for businesses who violate. It passed by a vote of 18 in favor and 13 opposed yesterday. Republican State Senator Paul Bettencourt from Houston has a bill in Senate Bill 1428 that would seek to close the disaster loophole we discussed earlier by a similar House bill related to property taxes and the voter-approved rate. The Senate Committee on Higher Education is meeting today to discuss Senate Bill 1091 by State Senator Brandon Creighton, who also happens to be chairman of the committee. This bill would seek to reform the top 10% rule in Texas college admissions. As an update for legislative priorities, both Governor Abbott's and Speaker Phelan's priority related to broadband expansion in House Bill 5 by State Representative Trent Ashby, a Republican from Lubbock, was passed out of the Senate Transportation Committee yesterday. Another priority of Governor Abbott's relating to punishing local governments that defund police is scheduled to be considered on the House floor tomorrow in House Bill 1900 by State Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth. A similar bill in the Senate had already passed a few weeks ago and was referred to the House State Affairs Committee, but has thus far not been scheduled for a hearing. The Republican Party of Texas's legislative priority related to children and gender modification in Senate Bill 1646 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, was passed to third and final reading yesterday by a vote of 18 in favor and 13 opposed. It's expected to be brought up again today for final passage and then be sent to the House of Representatives, where its fate is uncertain. The House Public Health Committee passed out a similar bill last week, but thus far it has not been calendared for the whole House to consider. Today is day 107 on the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 33 days left. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.